Support for KBIA's podcast of Off the Clock comes from PS Gallery. PS Gallery features three-month exhibits of local, regional, and national artists in all media, including jewelry. PS Gallery is located at 1025 East Walnut in the North Village Arts District. More information can be found at perlostevensgallery.com or at 573-442-4831.
I'm Scarlett Robertson, and you're listening to Off the Clock, KBIA's guide to arts and culture across the state. The Portland Cello Project is a collective of classically trained cellists that came out of, you guessed it, Portland in 2007. And they're bringing the cello to pop culture, playing music that you may not normally associate with the instrument. They've played everywhere from a punk rock club in Fargo, North Dakota, to a sports bar in Lubbock, Texas. I spoke with the group's artistic director, Doug Jenkins, who started off by explaining how the group began.
It was like a big random act of cellos coming together without any goal or aim. There were a bunch of cellos who moved to Portland around 2006, 2007. And we'd go to each other's shows and support each other. And this one guy, Tony Rogers, he invited everybody to his house to basically play some cello ensemble music in his living room. And we did, and we had some beers, and maybe we had too many beers, because then we were like, let's do this in bars. Let's bring the cello group to bars. And we did. I booked us a show at the Doug Fir Lounge, and we played there, and it was fun, and some people came, and I think most of us at that point were like, oh, that was a fun show. We'll never do this again. That's it. So for whatever reason, booked another show and another show, and we just kept doing it. And we started to invite some of our friends on stage to play with us, like singer-songwriters like Laura Gibson and Horse Feathers and people like that. And I thought for one show it would be really funny to arrange a Britney Spears song. Baby, can't you see I'm calling? And that was immediately a good idea. And so from there, we kind of started getting this reputation and evolved into what we're doing, where we take the cello places you wouldn't normally see it and play music you wouldn't normally hear on it. We play very little classical music anymore, and we collaborate a lot with our friends. So we'll bring them on stage with us and play.
Why the cello? I know part of your mission is to bring the cello to places you normally wouldn't hear it, to play music that you wouldn't normally hear played on it. Why not the piano or the violin or the oboe or, you know, another instrument?
There's really two parts to the answer. I mean, one, we all played the cello. And then two, it's the cello. I mean, we're lucky that we all play the cello because it's an instrument with such a wide range to it. It has a sound that's, I mean, it's beautiful when you play really low and beautiful when you play really high. And so we can play the orchestral music that's not even written for us, because we can play up in the violin's range. And so we can play those high melodies, and we can also play the really low bassy parts. And so I mean, it's really, there's the practical side of it, of the cello is just capable of being its own orchestra. Having a bunch of cellos is capable of sounding like a regular orchestra in some ways. And then there's the other side of it, where it's just like we all happen to be there at the same time, and we all happen to play the cello for a long time, you know?
I know you guys are into collaborating with other musicians. How does that shape your work?
That's something that's evolved for sure over the years, because it's most of the cellists in the group don't improvise at all, and most of the people we collaborate pretty much only improvise. Like, they don't read music, they don't score things out, they write songs, they memorize them, and they play them, and they play them from their heart. And with a lot of classical music, you're basically trying to recreate, you know, something that's been written down often a very long time ago, and then put your own spirit into that. Working with collaborative musicians is a different process, in that we are a part of that inspiration as it's being created, and it's very different than what most classical musicians are used to doing their whole lives. And it's exciting. It's almost as if there's two people in the room that speak a different language, you know, and we have to translate for each other and figure out how to make things work. Your heart made a worry and gold. You're young but tired and old.
So what's the process like of creating the music?
In general, we score almost everything out. So there's that initial learning to work together process and stuff like that. But then we do usually write everything down because we score things out based on what the collaborative musician would like or based on the vision of the person who's scoring the piece that we're going to be performing or whatever. And then from there, it's a lot of, then we sit around and we play through the music and we talk a lot about what we want to do in terms of the expression and the dynamics and all that stuff. And we write a lot of very strange notes on our pages because, I mean, initially the music that's in front of us looks like any other score, but then because we don't have a conductor or anything, we have to be like know where the cue is coming from, where the tempo is coming from. So we write a lot of like, there's a lot of names all over our music, so we know where to look and where to listen and where to think about where things are coming from. So there's a lot of like looking around the stage at who's doing what and when.
Oh, wow. So you really have to interact and communicate well with the other members of the group, it sounds like.
Yeah, any chamber music group is kind of similar, where there's nobody really, really leading, and so you really gotta look around and see what's going on.
On this tour, do you plan what each set's going to be? Is it the same thing every night, or
it varies a lot? We often will make set lists before shows when we're on tour, just because sometimes we want to make sure that we have things mapped out right, and sometimes we just call it out on stage. And depending on the room is really what decides what we play. If we're in a nice theater or something like that, we might play a different kind of set than we would if we were in a dive bar. And when we tour, we could be in a symphony hall or we could be in a pretty rugged punk rock club or something like that every other night. So it really depends on the place we're playing and how the sound is and how the crowd feels.
Your new album, which was inspired by hip-hop, was released May 1st. Can you tell me a little bit about that?
Hip-hop really is like the most vibrant and creative American art form, like it or not. Like, it's everywhere. It's going to be in all the commercials you see. The influence is there. It's in all the movies you watch. The way the hip-hop music is made is called production, which I think is kind of a strange word because I don't see really any difference between production and composition. You're writing a song and you're building it texturally, like orchestrating it with all the different sounds and stuff. So we made the record, I guess, based on that idea of just trying to really celebrate and pay homage to this art form, this American art form of hip-hop music.
The Portland Cello Project will be playing in Columbia at Mojo's May 9th. And that's it for Off the Clock this week.